Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Genevieve, what's Genevieve? How are you today? Episode 6, back to God's first prayer. I'm trying to check. And I guess today is going well. Wherever you are, try to take you. It's been hot here at peace. I think the hot weather's about to break, so that's good news. Today we're going to study, go over the whole armor of God. I'll be reading from Book of Ephesians, chapter 6. I'll read from verse 10, verse 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies, blood, flesh, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, having done everything, stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, as shoes for your feet. Put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I'll go to verse 18 also. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Do that and keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Hey, when I read this particular passage, it reminded me of my day's service. If some of you don't know, I was served in the military in the U.S. Army. And I remember the basic training. I had to go to basic training. So we were equipped with, you know, our weapons, our helmets, we didn't have swords or anything like that. So we had all the gear that we needed for that particular day and whatever particular activity to do today. Back in Roman times, they were well prepared for battle. They had swords, they had a shield, they had good shoes on their feet. These were trained professionals, so they were ready for battle. But this is not the battle that I'm talking about. The battle we're talking about is the spiritual battle. It's not against any flesh or blood, against all the spirits that are in this world system. There are times you wonder why it seems like something, say for example, you know, something, you know, you need new housing, or you need a different way of doing business, and it seems like some things are plain to you and me, but still you get resistance. and then you wonder why. Not so much the person itself, it's that, you know, the enemy, the devil, he's pushing their button, you know, for lack of a better word. You know, we want to do right, and there are people who are, don't want to do right. So, there's going to be resistance to get out of it. It's important to not look at so much the person, but what's driving them. Verse 10, it says, strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. That means God's power, not our power. It has nothing to do with human effort or physical power or how many things that you need. This is a spiritual realm. Nor our power, nor human effort would be inadequate, but God's power is invincible. And God has the power to break all evil strongholds. And it's not against flesh and blood. Now you might think that people who are anxious are the real enemy, but actually the real enemy is spirit, evil spirit. So Paul alluded to that. Power is powerful being in the seen and in the unseen world. Now as you go through verse, verse 12, our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against rulers, against the authority, against cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. And Lord, you know, there's a lot of evil around now. A lot of evil around. And look at all the, look what happened in Afghanistan. And look at all the homeless, poverty, people, the drugs, crime. We'll go to verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. It may be able to withstand on that evil day. What does that mean? It means to stay your ground, stand firm. No, it's not a masturbation, but it's an individual soldier withstand an assault. I look at the life of Jesus. And they were held on and they were in the field of America. But he stood strong because he knew it wasn't him. He knew who was giving him the God of power. That was God himself. And we're first, same thing. Stand strong. We have to remember, in the end, God's going to win anyway. Verse 14. Stand therefore, fast the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, what is the breastplate of righteousness? Character. You, one thing nobody can say about Jesus or anything against his character. Now, he wasn't a military, wasn't he? He wasn't a military person. He didn't have an army. He didn't have weapons or anything like that. His character was important. What's for your rights? You know, character can go a long way. You know, I think about Martin Luther King, who said, you know, you judge a person by the color of their skin, but by their character. His character is not bound by race, skin color, still feel that comic status. You know, it's, character is something that you have in you. I'm just like with my own parents today. They have character. So guys also described as putting on a breastplate of righteousness that goes forth to bring God's justice. Wherever God went, one thing about it, wherever God went, there was definitely change. Thinking about Michigan, about the other land. So they got into jungles, wilds of the jungles, they got into different cultures, everything. But when God moved, God moved. God can change or make a being a hateful person. God can change them into a loving person. God can take away the anger and the depression and the despair. God can break them from the habit of alcohol. Verse 15. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Now, one of the customs that I believe, when we go to Isaiah, the custom of running barefoot. Now, what the author means by this, so wherever you go, wherever you are, be ready to proclaim the gospel. Be in your job, be in your neighbors, to be anywhere. Verse 16. With all these hates you in the face, you wish to be able to cut all flaming arrows at the beginning. That's something you pretty much rest assured. But people will fling things at you, accusations at you, make fun of you, and shun you, dismiss you, but continue to pray for them. So don't fight fire with fire. I was used to that, but you know, I really was kind of bad. He should have better leave to wait until he could do that. So he passed you. Arrogance is one of his things. I mean, look at why people flock to him. Yes, there were miracles. Yes, there were miracles. There were barriers broken. Someday I'm going to do a whole series on the barriers. That's for the future. Why were people drawn to Jesus? He wasn't anything special. You know, you look at him and go, there was nothing about him. You all people to him. But his character and Paul, he brought the same message. Well, to wherever he went, he's in church here. Verse 16. With all these, take the shield of faith with which you would be able to quench the flaming arrows of evil. I've read that again. Okay, people don't hurl things at you. He won't tell you false, say false things about you. You're not going to shut out of, you know, the clicks of the party. Not going to shut out of the lies and stand firm. Because you never know, one day, you might be that person, the person comes to you and ask what makes you. So what makes you so different? And what is the hope that you have of? And there's here the opportunity. Now it gets back to that point that God's Spirit is the one that dwells people. Now you didn't fight them, you didn't argue with them or anything. They saw your character and they were interested. God drew them to you. And about flaming arrows could be anything. Being queer and trans, I got a lot of things thrown at me. And others like me. Horrible things thrown at me, but stand firm. So I like to say that I pushed him. You obviously be friends. See, my Christian love is more important than me being friends. Because Christ changed my life, and one day I'll spend eternity with him. And so that's what's important to me, and there's many people like me. Now, take verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. One thing about preparation, you have to know what the word of God is. The word of God is so important to read daily, read it, study it, everything. Not so much your head knowledge, but your spiritual. It's that word of the life. Now, I could read, like I got to go over this section that I'm reading to you today. I could, I have a different perspective on it now. If I read the same thing a year from now, it could be totally different. And that's why the word is living. Living. And the word is living. Why? It's written by the Spirit of God through men. I mentioned verse 18 before pray in the Spirit at all times. In other words, and it's also verse 10. So before we went out, we had our street meeting, everything, rallies and everything. So you have to know one of the old saints said, it's important to be prayed up. That's true. Because you don't know what what's gonna be out there. And you don't know what you might encounter. Gets back to that point. It's not a physical virus, it's a spiritual virus. So things are going to go out there, you're going to have all kinds of people, all kinds of people, all different things being thrown out to go to the philosophy, or something, another viewpoint about God. So many things are going to be thrown out. So you're going to be angry. You're going to be angry. You know. And when we're all prayed up, we're all prayed up there, be ready. And remember that God is good. That's what those fiery darts are, flaming arrows. That's why you have the shield. There's a shield of faith. So if you're going to have those fiery arrows thrown at you, all those arrows would be fall off. All those arrows would point to the flesh. One other thing I like, one other thing is that when you go into your battle, you're going to have opposition. People are going to throw things at you. You might encounter something that you hate. Maybe you don't. You've never encountered before. You know, I think about somebody who was, maybe somebody who was well, place. No solid place, so not necessarily rich, but you know, that solid background is going through everywhere. There's a lot of crime, fatherlessness, you know, fatherlessness, dysfunctional family. You know, you're going to have spirits, you know what I'm saying? You can't do this. See, one thing about evil spirits, they want to keep it down. Evil spirits can do everything about keep a person really getting out of their situation or really going over to God. They'll fight through everything. If you look at Paul's life, you look at his life, he had everything. You know, there were so many things thrown in the gospel, but one thing to stay with, stay still firm. Suffered a lot. He was jailed. He got whipped, shipwrecked, everything. But he stood firm. Why he depended upon God. And you can depend upon God too. You know, God's good. It's for us. Who can be against us? So remember to be stand strong. The whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Be prayed up. Hold the word. God will be with you. And I hope this just helps the body. Thank you. And thank you for being here. And I just like to encourage you to stand strong. So, Genevieve, I just thank you for being here again. I look forward to getting better to see you next time. Amen.